6075 tomorrow. Are you still taking the risk in your portfolio? Call Candace Financial Group, 480-668-2788. I'm staff meteorologist John Weatherby for 1510 KFNN.
56 degrees right now in the valley. By the way, for a look at the day's trading and business activity, you can't do better than Financial Review with Mark Selesnov, weekdays 2 to 3 o'clock on 1510 KFNN. It's Veterans Day, but the stock market is open. Bond market closed. U.S. stock index futures, though, losing ground, as well as European markets opening lower this morning. I'm David Moskowitz at the KFNN Financial News Desk.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of KFNN staff, management, or advertisers, and do not represent an offer to buy or sell any securities. Good morning. The latest business news, stock market updates, interesting guests, and much more is on the way. Welcome to Business for Breakfast, KFNN's long-running show that gets you the news you need to start your day. And to serve it up, here are Ken Morgan and CFP Julie Doherty.
Here we are at a Tuesday morning, November 11th, and Julie, the world is totally out of balance. We have the world's economies in disarray. And the Cardinals are going to the playoffs.
Amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing.
They tried to lose, but they couldn't.
That game last night, absolutely amazing.
Craziness, huh?
I didn't feel, you know, returning an opening kickoff is one thing. You kind of get over that and say, all right, let's go out and win the game. But I didn't feel quite right about them last night. The offense was okay, but something just didn't seem right. I said, they're not going to win tonight.
Pass defense struggling. Well, another 5 seconds on the clock, and you would have been right, Ken.
Wow.
But Cardinals win, and hey, today's Veterans Day. Happy Veterans Day to all veterans, including you, Ken, formerly in the Army, correct?
Air Force.
Air Force, I'm sorry. I should know that by now.
They tried to get me to get to join the Army, but I said, yeah. No, I want to annoy you people instead.
That's right.
I would have worn my uniform, except that, I put on a few pounds since then.
Yes.
Let me put it that way.
Well,
so.
Not many, I'm sure. But anyway.
Let's see what's... Oh, by the way, as soon as the show's over today, I have to go down and open my new checking account at American Express.
Yeah, I know.
They're giving away toasters with a $100 deposit. Just got my Goldman Sachs checks in the mail yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Isn't that incredible? Yeah, they're now letting American Express and American Express Travel Services become bank holding companies, Ken. I think, again, you and I need to become a bank holding company. We have access to all this federal money, and it's very exciting. Futures are down sharply this morning, down 150 points. Citigroup announcing they are reworking thousands of mortgages. They're going to work in that direction. Up to $20 billion. They're halting some foreclosures, not all, but they're going to reach out to 500,000 homeowners in the next 6 months who might be at risk of falling behind on their payments. Starbucks out with earnings.
Mm-hmm.
Profits down 97%. Stock is trading down in European markets. And Procter & Gamble, they're raising their earnings outlook.
They never go wrong.
They're something, aren't they? They continue to do very, very well. Oil prices down again today, down another $2.30 at $60.09. Again, concern that countries like China and India will slow their growth, and that affects the price of oil. And so we're now at an 18-month low, Ken. 18-month low.
You know, we have this G20 meeting coming up. And there's always one kid who doesn't want to play with the others.
Yes.
And China issued a statement today saying that ensuring their economic stability is the most important step they can take to tackle the global financial crisis. And that sort of put a suggestion out there that they might resist pressure to contribute to this global bailout fund. President Hu Jintao is due to attend the summit in Washington of the leaders of the 20 major economies in the world to discuss response to the crisis. In the meantime, British Prime Minister Gordon Brown has called on China, which has nearly $2 trillion in reserves, and the Middle East nations, who are loaded with oil and money, to fund the bulk of an increase in the International Monetary Fund bailout plan.
And, Ken, they're going to be dragged into doing that, kicking and screaming, because they really have no alternative. I mean, they hold trillions of dollars of treasury bonds, and they've got to be sure those are good. And the way to make sure those are good is to help these economies straighten themselves out. It is unbelievable how badly managed the economic situation has been in every corporate boardroom. It's just beyond comprehension to me. And we continue to see evidence of this bad behavior every day, the leverage and the gambling with your money and the risk everyone took, and AIG needing more money now, huge criticism going on over that situation, and we'll continue to see more, I think.
Do you see the story in the Bloomberg, speaking of that today, and I'm just going to hit this pretty long article. I'll just hit a couple of the things here. U.S. taxpayers who now feel they own a stake in Wall Street don't want executive bonuses reduced. They want them eliminated.
Yeah, I always thought you got a bonus for doing well.
Yeah, but here's the part I just love. While year-end rewards are likely to decline, industry veterans say that eliminating them risks driving away the firm's most productive workers.
Really? Where are they going to go? That's my question.
I say let them go.
Are they going to go to work for DHL possibly? Or yeah, let them go. That's my point too. They have nowhere to go. And I think everyone will stay. No question about it.
So, but anyway, if you check Bloomberg, you'll see the whole story here.
I see that article. Yeah. Oh, craziness. Well, President-elect Obama went to the White House yesterday, met President Bush, talked about the urgency of helping automakers. They said the meeting was very friendly. I anticipate we're going to see something for the automakers pretty soon, Ken. What's your opinion?
We're going to see something happen here because there's a lot of the analysts out there are saying right now it's that bankruptcy is just not an option for General Motors. They just won't make it through bankruptcy protection. And they could just liquidate. We could have the biggest sale on Chevys ever.
Yeah. Well, Jim Cramer talked about why GM needs to. He says that U.S. markets will not have a sustainable rally until General Motors is saved. And add Ford and Chrysler to that statement as well. He said GM's failing alone could cost our economy 3 million jobs, and that's a lowball figure. So he says Washington can put as much money as it wants into fixing the credit markets, which is the other key to this crisis, but you know, what bank is going to make loans to people that don't have a job? So you can't have millions of people missing mortgage payments. You can't watch banks foreclose on their homes, credit card defaults. I mean, it would be this, you know, domino effect. And consumer spending would come to a big stop. So there's no question something has to be done. The only question is how long they'll wait and what the damage will be at that point in time.
Joseph Amaturo is a guy who works for Buckingham Research Group, and he says only federal aid can prevent a collapse by the largest U.S. automaker. I thought it was interesting, speaking of that, in the football game last night, General Motors was running ads. And, of course, with the ads, you get no clue that they're in trouble. The ad starts off by saying, the nation's largest automaker is offering space. They're saying that as a sense of pride.
Right.
But that could be one big fall if the biggest automaker collapses. Mark Oline is a credit analyst with Fitch in Chicago. He says bankruptcy is not an option. This is an issue of operating or not operating. It's just almost hard to fathom this country without General Motors.
Things do change. I don't think we're going to be without them. They'll just be in a different form, and they're going to have to make different cars, Ken. That's the deal the government will have to make with them. They're going to have to be part of the green economy that we're trying to build. I think that's critical. Well, in the housing industry, Toll Brothers said cancellations rose and traffic fell to record lows. Things got worse for them in the latest quarter. They had talked about some preliminary signs of stability in early September, but they were upended by the past month's financial crisis. They expect revenue to fall 41%, and the company's backlog fell 54%. Net signed contracts down 27%. So housing not yet recovering.
Not by a long shot.
No.
And more bad auto news from Volvo.
They still make those?
They still do. They're going to lay off 1,000 people at its powertrain unit in Sweden, in Stockholm. That division, among other things, makes engines and gearboxes for trucks. Volvo had previously announced layoffs of 1,400 workers at truck plants in Belgium and Sweden. It has more than 100,000 people working for it around the world, including its subsidiaries, Renault Trucks and Mack Trucks and other things.
Hmm.
That's Volvo. That's part of Ford, isn't it?
I don't know, but I think so. A federal investigation into UBS concerning its sale of offshore private banking services to wealthy Americans, Ken. They're concentrating now this investigation on senior and mid-level executives and bankers. Apparently, it could result in one or more indictments very soon. They're going through more than 70 names. And this is where people were hiding their income and their assets from the IRS. And so they're building civil and criminal tax evasion cases against some of these clients. And it's a very big, nasty deal. So they illegally helped American clients, according to investigators, hide $20 billion in secret offshore accounts, thereby evading $300 million a year in taxes from 2000 to 2007.
Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we have Greg Ostro from Go Media for his regular Tuesday visit. It is Veterans Day, going to be a big parade downtown. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later this morning. It was also on this day back in 1620 that the Pilgrims signed the Mayflower Compact.
Mm.
And the folks over at United Van Lines were very upset about that. They said, how come they get to move everything?
That's right. Very funny.
Hey, did you hear there are pirates around? There are pirates off, is it Thailand or someplace?
Well, I know they're off the coast of Somalia. Frequently, it's a problem there.
Wow. And he doesn't even talk like a pirate, Dave.
No.
You're listening to Business for Breakfast here. It is Tuesday morning, the 11th day of November. Football fans basking in the glow of a win last night on Monday Night Football, no less. The first time since the team has been in the state of Arizona.
Big time national exposure.
All right, let's get you updated on what's happening in the traffic so you can get to work this morning. Check in here with Dennis McBroom.
Thank you. We do have a few problems this early Tuesday morning out in the West Valley. You need to watch out for an injury wreck in the intersection of 83rd Avenue and McDowell Road. 75th Avenue, Van Buren and Thomas will get you right through. We've got major problems on southbound I-17. First, a rollover wreck southbound just south of Bell Road. Nobody injured in this one. Further south, you've got a rollover wreck blocking three lanes of traffic southbound I-17 just south of Thomas Road. You have to stay left or right to get by. They've just shut down the Thomas Road on-ramp to southbound I-17 as well. Westbound Loop 202 Red Mountain Freeway. Watch out for a wreck at Higley and a disabled vehicle off left at Greenfield. I'm Dennis McBroom. That's a look at on-demand traffic for KFNN.
You want answers? You get answers every weekday from Ray Lucia and the Brain Trust.
I say go for the reverse mortgage and live comfortably where they want to live. They want to live in Long Island. They don't want to live in New Jersey. This is where they have their friends. This is retirement. Why should you have to go to someplace you don't want to live if you can afford to do it by doing a reverse mortgage? So I say do it and don't worry about the heir's inheritance.
Don't go a day without Ray. 10 to noon on 1510 KFNN.
What's going to happen next? With each downturn in the market, every financial institution failure, each foreign market crash, your retirement security may be slipping away. You need a portfolio that'll protect you during these turbulent times. Merriman is ready to help. Attend our free educational workshop, Retirement Investing for Turbulent Times, Saturday, November 22nd at the Doubletree Paradise Valley in Scottsdale. Learn how to stay calm during these tough times, how to build a portfolio for all market conditions, and how to use mutual funds and ETFs to achieve your need for return but stay within your risk tolerance. Register today at Merriman.com. That's Merriman.com. This is a free, no-obligation event, and we mean it. Don't wait until the market steals your golden years. Attend Merriman on Money's Retirement Investing for Turbulent Times, Saturday, November 22nd in Scottsdale. Register today at Merriman.com. That's Merriman.com. Merriman.com.
Investors, are you worried about record oil prices, slumping housing prices? What can you do to protect yourself against recession or inflation? Well, now's the time to consider an investment in gold. Just call Goldline for a free investor's kit at 800-605-0172. Gold has gained an average of more than 20% per year since 2001, and gold still remains well below its all-time high when adjusted for inflation. With as little as $1,000, you can add real gold to your portfolio. That's actual gold shipped directly to you. In today's economy, see how gold can help diversify your investments from one of the nation's oldest and largest gold dealers. Call 800-605-0172 and Goldline will send you a free gold investor's kit and DVD. Call right now and you'll also get a coupon for free delivery of your first order. Don't wait. Call Goldline right now, 800-605-0172. That's 800-605-0172.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Will this affect my short-term goals to refinance my mortgage? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? Henson Ayala Schuler & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help protect your goals and weather market volatility. Using Ameriprise Financial's unique Dream Plan Track approach to financial planning, Henson Ayala Schuler & Associates will help you understand your entire financial picture and provide you with a long-term plan designed to meet your dreams and goals. goals. Remember, no matter what today's news brings, there are always opportunities in the financial markets. Find out today why more people come to Ameriprise for financial planning than any other company. Call Hanson Ayala Schuler and Associates at 602-923-9800. That's 602-923-9800 or stop by their office at 7010 East Chauncey Lane, Suite 200, Scottsdale, Arizona. Financial planning claim based on Form ADV Part 1A as of 12/31/06. Go to advisorinfo.sec.gov for more information. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, gang, Mike Metz with SunState Home Loans. Reminding you to have your questions ready and join me for the Mike Metz Mortgage Hour every Thursday, 9 a.m., 1510 KFNN.
I'm Brian Shackman, CNBC Business Radio. Stock futures pointing to a lower open at this hour. European markets also trending down. Asian markets closed lower, all on economic fears of a global slowdown. In electronic trading, crude oil prices briefly fell below $60 a barrel. Right now, they're hovering just about a dime above that mark. Not exactly unexpected, but luxury home builder Toll Brothers says fourth quarter revenue dropped 41%. The housing bust made worse by the credit crisis. Preliminary home building revenue way down. Toll Brothers says it cannot project a profit for 2009. There are no economic reports on tap today since Veterans Day is a federal holiday. Investors will be looking more closely at company guidance and earnings for the day, like the 97% plunge in profits from Starbucks in its fourth quarter, as customers, of course, cut back. Citigroup, the latest bank, say it will refinance thousands of mortgages to help homeowners avoid foreclosure, and reportedly the government working on an ambitious plan to help around 3 million borrowers stay in their homes. Brian Shackman, CNBC Business Radio.
Here's another Vanguard simple truth. Start early, stay the course. Instead of timing markets and chasing trends, we recommend a slow and steady investment approach. When combined with Vanguard's costs at 1/6 the industry average, that can mean the more wealth you build, the more you'll likely keep. Visit Vanguard.com to obtain a prospectus with investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information to read and consider carefully before investing. Investments are subject to risk. Source of average cost data, Lipper Inc. as of 12/31/07. Vanguard Marketing Corporation distributor.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy, photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
24 minutes after 6 on 1510 KFNN's Business for Breakfast Show. Ken Morgan along with certified financial planner Julie Doherty.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, everyone, and happy Veterans Day. The Dow futures are down 151 points, S&P down 16, NASDAQ down 21.
This portion of our program brought to you by Go Media Companies, the leading strategic marketing, advertising, public relations, television, video, and employee communications resource. When Go Media communicates, you profit. The president and CEO of Go Media Companies, Greg Ostro, talks with our own Dave Moskowitz.
Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, David, and everybody at Business for Breakfast in studio and listening.
Seems like everyone and his mother has a website, Greg, but how can you make it stand out from the crowd to get a big return on your investment?
Dave, I think one of the biggest misses I see in business today is how businesses are using their websites, and do they even have a web strategy? Everybody knows they need one, and pretty much everybody has one. But I'll use an example of somebody I'm working with now, a company that's in the business of identity theft, in the business of employee screening. In fact, they're really preeminent in both of those areas, including a behavioral predictability survey that really helps you weed out people who would be bad to hire. But I'm going to use this company as an example. They're a wonderful company, very successful. And they have a good website, but they brought Go Media in this case, to look at their overall marketing strategy, and we began to zero in on the website. So I'm going to use them as a jumping-off point. They have a very robust website, a lot of good content, and they're probably even now among the better out there. But the game plan I'm bringing to them and the story that I'm really talking about for everybody listening this morning is, what is your website strategy? What is your web methods and means, shall we say, so as to help that help your business? What I find in most websites is that you go to that site, there really isn't a focal point. There's lots of stuff, but not a focal point. I also don't see where the website was created really for the predominant users of the website. All too often, there's stuff for everybody, but it's not audience-centric. And so the sort of net of this, Dave, and everyone listening is, do you have a strategic plan around your website? You certainly have a strategic plan to make sales and do other things, a business plan, but what's your business or strategic plan for your website? And it's as simple as this. What do you want the website to deliver for you? Is it data collection? Is it to do transactions? Is it to get people comfortable with your product or service? So you have to really determine what the web's purpose is. And then number two, behind that in building your strategy, who are my most important audiences? And one of my advocacies is that you really build the website for the audiences that you're going to play to and actually have, in essence, an icon or a portal within your website that's very explicit for that audience. So number one, what do we want the website to do for us? Number two, who is the website aimed for? And number three, you need to create participation by visitors to the website. Even if they're not going to buy from you now or even ask about the sales literature or whatever it is that they're there for, create a way for people to want to get involved. You might do a contest around your business. I know that one of the things we're going to be doing with the client I referenced earlier, we're going to be creating part of that site where people can talk about strange behaviors of employees in the workplace or goofy behaviors of workers in the workplace, and let people even vote on what they think is unusual or interesting or bad. In other words, creating some participation, a relationship. So I guess the big theme, Dave, is you need to get people engaged in your website and, in essence, create a relationship and use relationship marketing. So this last item is creating a reason why somebody takes an action on your website to give you their email or communicate with you somehow so you begin that relationship. I think also you should be measuring your website as part of your strategic plan. How many hits are you getting now? How many hits will you get if you make some changes? And are you promoting your website? And how are you promoting your website? And if you're just promoting people to go to your website and it's the same old information, they're not going to come back more. You should have a social networking component to your website. You should keep it fresh just as you do your merchandise and your pricing. Your website should be kept up to date because it is your portal to the world. It's your portal of opportunity to people to kick your tires, so to speak, and check you out. So in summary, your website is a tool of opportunity. Your website is a tool of enterprise. Your website is a tool of building customer base and revenues and profits. Take a strategic approach. Make it audience-centric. Make it simple to navigate, and I assure you it'll turn into a huge contributor to your P&L.
Greg, thank you so much for being on with us this morning on Business for Breakfast.
My pleasure, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
That is the president and CEO of Go Media Companies, Greg Ostro, with Dave Moskowitz. You can reach Greg by calling 602-955-5656, extension 231, or check out the website gomediaco.com.
Bond market closed today, Ken, for Veterans Day. Commodity prices mixed. Oil down at $60 a barrel.
It's about 6:30 already. Time is just zipping right on by here this morning. You're listening to Business for Breakfast at 1510 KFNN.
Good morning, staff meteorologist John Weatherby. Veterans Day forecast looks good. The complete details coming up on 1510 KFNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. A six-month moratorium on most home foreclosures. That's what you get if Citigroup holds your mortgage and you're in money trouble. CNN's Paul Chambers says the bank will try to negotiate new terms with you.
The borrower must be living in the home. Vacation properties or second homes wouldn't be included. The borrower must be working in good faith to pay the debt, and the homeowner must have sufficient income to make affordable mortgage payments.
The Treasury Department's giving tax breaks to companies that acquire banks hurt by the mortgage crisis. Those companies will be able to write off more of their losses against their own profits. President Bush goes to New York City today to mark Veterans Day with a rededication of the Intrepid Aircraft Carrier Museum. The ship and its Manhattan Pier have been renovated. In Europe, leaders from France, Great Britain, and Germany marked the 90th anniversary of the end of World War I with a ceremony near the site of the Battle of Verdun. This is CNN Radio. The Phoenix Mars lander's mission is officially over. NASA says a dust storm and the onset of the Martian winter have brought the mission to an end. Scientists have been trying to communicate with the craft since early this month, but there's no reply. They'll keep trying, but they have no expectations. The AAA Travel Club says the average national gas price fell again in the past day to $2.22 a gallon. Gas is selling at levels of about a year and a half ago. Poor people in Brazil won't need money for a makeover. CNN's Andy Rose reports they now can get some medical treatments for free.
Wrinkles aren't popular in Rio, even for people who are desperately poor. So a group that trains doctors in cosmetic procedures is now offering its services to Brazilians who make less than $250 a month. Thousands of people are taking them up on the offer for free laser hair removal, skin peels, and Botox.
For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Has the financial environment left you with a world of questions? Like, is there any place where my money is actually safe? Is there any chance my bank will renegotiate my mortgage? So where can you turn for answers? LivePerson.com. From financial planners to credit counselors to real estate pros, LivePerson.com has thousands of experts ready to chat with you live online. Get the immediate answers you need. Find your expert today. It's free to start. LivePerson.com. A world of experts.
Reason number 48 to switch to Geico.
As much as you enjoy the experience, you won't have to go to the post office. We can automatically debit your checking account or even charge your premium to your credit card. It's easy and you never have to worry about mailing your car insurance premium again. But we must warn you, you won't get to use any postage stamps. I hear they're coming out with some pretty cool designs.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
6:33 now, 1510 KFNN. It's Business for Breakfast. It's time to check on the traffic. Here is Dennis McBroom.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you guys, we've got some problems to watch out for. We'll start in the East Valley on the westbound Loop 202 Red Mountain Freeway. A vehicle has crashed into the median at Greenfield Road. In the West Valley, southbound Loop 101 at Awafria Freeway, Bell Road, we've got a wreck there. Now, southbound I-17, the rollover at Bell Road has been cleared, but we've got a mess just south of Thomas Road. Three lanes of traffic blocked by a collision there, and the Thomas Road on-ramp to southbound I-17 shut down. Watch out, there is a wreck on the westbound 60 at the Country Club Drive on-ramp. The good news, it is not blocking the ramp. Traffic is brought to you by ChapStick.
Healthy lips are wearing ChapStick because healthy lips should never go naked.
I'm Dennis McBroom. That's a look at on-demand traffic for KFNN.
If you have business travel plans for today, you'll need to listen to this. Here is John Weatherby, our staff meteorologist.
Business travelers forecast lots of travel delays in the center of the country. We've got a little lake effect snow to the northeast, then no other problems along the eastern seaboard. New Pacific system coming in over the northwest. Rain and snow delays there. California, San Francisco, southward looks fine, but it's the center of the country. Heavy rains across Texas, up the Mississippi Valley. That'll affect airports in St. Louis, eventually Chicago. It's rain and snow, Minneapolis, St. Paul, back across the Dakotas with snow still expected in Denver. Our Phoenix forecast from the Candiz Financial Weather Center looks fine for Veterans Day. Mostly sunny, high of 71, partly cloudy, 49 tonight. Mostly sunny, 75 tomorrow. Are you still taking the risk in your portfolio? Call Candiz Financial Group, 480-668-2788. I'm Staff Meteorologist John Weatherby for 1510 KFNN.
And it's a little chilly out there this morning right now. As a matter of fact, it is 52 degrees. It is Veterans Day 2008. The Marine Corps just celebrated their gazillionth birthday or something. They've been around forever. And for all of you folks who have served in the armed forces, congratulations to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We wouldn't be where we are today without you.
No.
So that, of course, the Marines hymn.
Yes, it is.
A nifty tune.
We all know the words to that, don't we?
Yes, we do.
All right. Futures are ugly. Dow down 157 points. S&P down 16. NASDAQ down 21. Just not much positive stuff going on out there, Ken. We have none of that for you today other than Procter & Gamble.
Which always does well.
Always does well. We always buy their stuff no matter what.
Always need some Tide with bleach.
I mean, let's talk about some of that if you... Or, oh, no, we have a guest.
We have Karen. We have Kevin. Kevin Barron. That's, I got to combine your first and last name together, Kevin. Pardon me.
That's quite all right. Good morning.
Good morning. Kevin is Director of Government Affairs for the American Small Business League. We've talked to people with your organization before, and I know there's some basic things that you're upset about, but let's talk about the election.
Sure.
Senator Obama will be taking over in the White House come next year. What are your feelings about that? Do you feel positive about it?
Well, I'd like to say that we always keep a positive attitude because that's generally the best way to view things. Overall, I'd have to say we're a bit mixed right now. I know that during the primaries, we had reached out to all of the presidential campaigns way back in February and asking them how they would support small businesses as president, specifically as well as looking to remove large firms from federal small business contracting. Senator Obama had was actually the only one who responded to us saying that he would support that position. So we were happy about that, except that he has not mentioned anything or offered any specific plans in those areas as of yet. So we remain a bit skeptical, I have to say, until we actually see some action move forward on some of these issues, or at least some solid plans get put into place to work on these issues. So I guess it's somewhat mixed feelings that we have about President-elect Obama. We always remain ever hopeful, but at the same time, we haven't, over the last 6 years, seen a whole lot of movement towards helping small businesses. So at the same time, we remain a bit skeptical.
Well, you weren't real happy with some of the things the Bush administration was doing. I know this is an ongoing thing, but the key word here in your organization, small business league.
Yeah.
And that wasn't always the case with the government, was it?
No, not at all. We've seen that there have been over 15 federal investigations now since 2003, so all of them during the Bush administration, showing that every year, somewhere between $60 and $100 billion in small business set-aside contracts end up going to some of the largest firms in the country, internationally as well. And so that's been one of the main focuses of our organization, is really working to make sure that the federal government, when they give out contracts that are for small businesses, that they really end up in the hands of small businesses. And as you know, I'm sure by law, 23% of all federal contracting dollars must be spent on small businesses, a goal that the government rarely, if ever, meets. And so, you know, the way that we see it is if they're giving $60 to $100 billion a year in small business contracts to large firms, that's money that really needs to be redirected back to small businesses and the middle-class economy, which would definitely help in the current financial situation that we've found ourselves in.
This is one of those areas we don't hear too much about. I mean, talking with you folks is one of the ways we hear about it. But recently, the Washington Post put it on the front page of their newspaper, and you have kind of mixed reactions to that story as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's kind of funny. This is an issue that does tend to get... I want to say in some ways it just sort of gets swept under the rug that a lot of people don't want to talk about it. In fact, a lot of people in Congress don't want to talk about this issue, which is where we run into a wall at times. But absolutely, when the Small Business Administration released their 2007 Small Business Contracting, their goaling report and scorecard just a few weeks ago, that same day the Washington Post ran a story. And they took a small sample of only $13 billion in small business contracts and found out of that 13 that $5 billion had gone to Fortune 500 companies, which is almost 40%. So if you extrapolate that out to the whole, the federal government spent close to $500 million in contracts last year, and 40% of that of small business contracts going to large firms is a very large number. So that's definitely an area that you know, we want to bring more attention to, that we'd like to see some changes made. And at the same time, back to the your original question, Ken, with the incoming Obama administration, we're hopeful that he could restore the budget and staffing at the Small Business Administration so that hopefully that agency could begin to function properly again and providing some of the oversight that's been lacking over the last few years.
Who's in charge of the SBA right now? Who's the head, and should they not be called to account for what's been going on?
Oh, Julie, absolutely. The current head of the SBA's acting administrator, his name is Sandy Barua. He was he replaced Steve Preston, who is now our housing secretary. When he left, I believe it was back in June or July that he was appointed housing secretary. And the current acting administrator was not approved by the Senate. He's just a bit of a placeholder until the Bush administration is out. But I think going back as far as we've been looking, back to early 2001, the administrator of the SBA has done a pretty poor job back when it was Hector Barreto, followed by Steve Preston, and now Sandy Barua, as far as not addressing this issue, allowing small business contracts to go to large firms. We've seen the SBA put some rules in place to keep loopholes open that have allowed this to happen. So I definitely think that that the heads of the SBA, both former and present, should be held accountable for these actions, definitely.
Kevin Barron, our guest, Director of Government Affairs for the American Small Business League. And, Kevin, we want to stay on top of this story and hope to talk to you folks again soon, all right?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
ASBL.com is the website, by the way, if you want to find out more information.
Is there any area of this government, Ken, that has not been corrupted and abused by hacks and cronies? And it's just incredible.
Well, the weather's nice. It's going to be sunny and 71 today. It's kind of cold right now, though. Probably have cars freezing up and stuff out there this morning, you know, chipping the ice off the windshield. Let's get a traffic update. Here's Dennis McBroom.
No, more likely they're, well, running into each other. We've got an injury wreck on 83rd Avenue at McDowell Road. I'd get over to 75th Avenue or Thomas to save delays. In the Southeast Valley, watch out for an injury wreck on Knox Road east of Priest. Southbound I-17 jammed up south of Thomas. Rollover wreck is blocking the freeway. The Thomas Road on-ramp is closed as well. Traffic backed up to Northern. And watch out for a wreck on the westbound Loop 202 Red Mountain Freeway in the median at Greenfield. Traffic is brought to you by the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. Faster emissions testing. Take your vehicle midweek from 5 to 7 p.m. or Saturday afternoons until 5. Call 1-877-MY-AZ-CAR or go online at myazcar.com for waiting times and zip in and zip out. That's a look at on-demand traffic for KFNN.
How green is your business? Join Nancy Moore for the Green Business Edge every Sunday morning at 7:30 on Financial News Radio, 1510 KFNN.
Many of you know me, and over the years have heard me on KFNN. Hi, this is Chris McCrossin of McCrossin Associates. During these market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Maybe you're saving for a comfortable retirement, or you want to send your kids to college. Whatever your needs and goals, McCrossin Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, will work with you to feel more optimistic about your financial future. Over 21 years, my associates and I have provided you with solid strategies and tips to help protect your goals and weather market volatility. Financial planning is a way of helping you realize your dreams that involves a comprehensive approach to managing your finances. Using our dream plan track approach, we'll work together to develop a plan to reach your goals. To get started, call me, Certified Financial Planner Chris McCrossin, at 480-833-1809 at 1201 South Alma School, Suite 10,000, Mesa, Arizona. Plan to make your dreams a reality at McCrossin Associates.
Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Would you like to hear the key to success for the best business minds? Know how to put the fun back in your business? Feel appreciated for what you do as an entrepreneur? You're thinking, this would cost thousands. But now, you can get all this and more for just three easy payments of nothing. Impossible, you say? But wait, there's more. The John Adams Show gives you more advice, more entertainment, and more inspiration than any business radio show in America. Tune in to The John Adams Show, Friday mornings at 9 and Saturday mornings at 8, right here on 1510 KFNN. Hell, he might even throw in some knives.
I'm Mark Stein.
And I'm Bob Corion, inviting you to join us for Wealth Strategies every Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, 1 p.m. on 1510 KFNN.
6:45 at 1510 KFNN. It's Business for Breakfast. I'm Ken Morgan, along with Certified Financial Planner Julie Doherty. If you'd like to contact Julie at her office, the number is 602-424-7510. 602-424-7510. Let's talk about the real important stuff here. The Cardinals winning Monday Night Football last night for the first time ever. It was a nail-biter right down to the very end. Ken Wisenhunt, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, said some early red zone failures made this a more difficult game than it should have been.
They played hard. They played like a good football team. But we didn't play well in the red zone tonight. If we do what we're supposed to do down there, it's not a game. That's something we've been very good at, and you got to compliment these guys. They had a good plan for us.
Head coach of the 49ers, Mike Singletary. Listen to him now throwing Mike Martz, the offensive coordinator, under the bus because of the decision right at the end to try to run the ball straight up the middle and win the game.
They played hard. They played.
That's the same guy. Here it is. Go ahead.
Coach Martz felt that, that would be a cavity inside. He made that call. Got to live with the result.
Mm. So I'm not real happy about that is what I think he's saying.
Although
right
he said he wants a power running game with his team. That's going to be the key to their success. So he's only with his second game as coach, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting, too. Mike Martz used to be the head coach when Kurt Warner was in St. Louis. So they know each other pretty well. Mm.
That was a good game. I haven't watched Monday Night Football much in recent years, but the broadcast is extremely high quality. It's very good. The commentators are pretty good. They're annoying guys. You wouldn't want to have to sit with them much more than a couple hours. But
for football, it's okay.
For football, it's okay. That's right.
All right. Well, now let's get you caught up on some unimportant news of the day. What's going on here this morning?
Well, futures are going down. They're actually a little better than they were earlier, Ken, but Dow futures are down 137 points, S&P down 14. NASDAQ down 17.5. It's the same story. Concerns about a recession, how deep, how severe, causing stocks to fall around the world. Home builders reporting revenue down. Starbucks reporting business is down. It's like a broken record, really, or like a stuck CD player, I suppose we should say, in more modern times.
Starbucks wasn't down much. They were only down 97% in the quarter.
In profits. Right.
Yeah.
GM is burning cash, and a lot of people, including Jim Cramer, say that until we resolve the GM issue, we're not going to have a sustained rally in the stock market because it really has, three million jobs riding on the shoulders of GM. Not at GM, but the domino effect that would take place should General Motors shut the doors and go out of business. Can't have that happen. So we'll see. Citigroup going to rework thousands of mortgages, Ken. Potentially 500,000 people are going to talk to, $20 billion in mortgages. They're trying to make people find ways to stay in their homes, and that's good. So they get in line with Bank of America and Wells Fargo in terms of trying to deal with these foreclosures.
Not only that, Citi has also said they're going to be looking at folks who are not in trouble right now, but maybe in the near future, and maybe encourage them to sit down and talk and work something out so they don't go into foreclosure later on.
Yeah, I would think they'd be going right to people that have adjustable rate mortgages and who are close to the line income-wise. But you wonder, can anybody just go to them that has a mortgage and try to get better terms? Maybe. It may be something for you to try and take advantage of. Although, again, I'm not much for trying to game the system. If you need help, do it. If you don't, just pay your darn mortgage, really.
There.
There you go. Procter & Gamble raising second quarter and full year profit forecast today, estimating higher than expected earnings from the sale of Folgers, which is the largest coffee business in the U.S. They sold Folgers to J.M. Smucker. And so P&G now expects earnings per share of $1.58 to $1.63. And that company is just strong as can be.
I think the plot that's being developed down in Oroville, Ohio, is to slowly take everything P&G has. It's going to take them maybe 150 years, but they got the peanut butter. They got the Jif from them.
Smucker's,
now,
yeah.
Now they have the coffee, the Folgers.
Well, they might say we're selling them things that will actually make our balance sheet better if we get rid of them. So who knows? The Fed has approved American Express as a bank holding company. What's next? You know what? 7-Eleven. They're going to be approved as a bank holding company, I have a feeling.
That would be different. A
crazy
slushie?
World.
Can I have a slushie and a money order?
Yeah.
Please. Well, no, wait. They
and
sell
a government
those
loan. Yeah, that's right.
1510 KFNN. It's Business for Breakfast. Brian Hurt joining us in our next segment of the show. Nice day coming up. Sunny 71, according to John Weatherby, our staff meteorologist. Right now, let's get you updated on what's happening in the traffic. And to do that, here is Dennis McBroom.
Thank you. Well, a rollover wreck on southbound I-17 just south of Thomas has really messed up the 17. Traffic is backed up to Northern. Two lanes are blocked south of Thomas. Also, the Thomas Road on-ramp to southbound I-17 is closed. Watch out for a wreck on the southbound Loop 101 at Bell Road. Double trouble on the westbound 60. First, you've got a wreck at the Country Club Drive on-ramp. Get past that. There's a wreck involving a dump truck right at the Loop 101 interchange. On the surface streets, we've just gotten word of an injury wreck on Dunlap east of 35th Avenue. There's an injury wreck on Knox Road east of Priest Drive and an injury collision on the west side at 83rd Avenue and McDowell. I'm Dennis McBroom. That's a look at on-demand traffic for KFNN.
Hi, this is Drew Grunwald, host of Talk Real Estate, and you've no doubt heard mortgage planner Jamal Mateen on Mortgage Mondays talking about the great FHA loan programs. There are five essential reasons why FHA loans work. 1. They are easier to qualify for a home purchase or refinance. 2. You can qualify with less than perfect credit. 3. FHA can refinance your current home even if you have no equity. 4. Refinance with an FHA loan and get more favorable terms. And 5. Interest rates on FHA loans are often lower than other loan programs. Remember, FHA loans are more flexible when qualifying for a loan. FHA believes in the dream of home ownership, and Jamal Mateen can make that a reality. Call Jamal today at 602-705-7788. That's 602-705-7788 to discuss your possibilities of buying or refinancing your home. He can make the dream of buying a home a reality.
BK0909028.
Hi, everybody. Ray Lucia, certified financial planner. You know, lately, some of America's best-known brokerage and banking institutions, the stalwarts of the financial world, have been bailed out, taken over, or just flat-out collapsed. More people than ever are now concerned about where to turn for advice. Folks, after 35 years, 6,000 clients, and over $2 billion invested, I can tell you that you need to focus on a strategy that follows science, not art. For the past 20 years, my Buckets of Money strategy has provided a welcome alternative to traditional asset allocation models. You know, the ones you can find online and in the brokerage community. The same type of strategy you can read about in the June 2007 issue of the Journal of Financial Planning. I'll send you a copy of the article for your review. Call 877-PLANNER today for a complimentary consultation and get your own Buckets of Money strategy. That's 877-PLANNER or online at 877-PLANNER.com.
Securities offered through First Alley Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC.
With my apologies to anyone ever associated with the U.S. Army, I am now playing the cheesiest version of your song ever recorded. But it's all I could find this morning.
Yes, you are.
Isn't that awful?
It's bad.
But it is Veterans Day.
That's right.
2008. Good morning. It's Business for Breakfast on 1510 KFNN. Ken Morgan along with Julie Doherty.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, everyone. Dow futures are down 137 points. S&P down 14. NASDAQ down 17. Let's talk long-term care issues. Brian Hurd is here. He's president of LTCI Consulting. He's our resident expert on long-term care and senior matters. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Julie and Ken.
Thanks for being here with us today.
Happy to be here.
Let's talk about our options with long-term care issues.
Well, I think we're wrapping up the year and starting to get closer to the holidays. We need to just really kind of take another look at the way we're managing our long-term care. And, you know, honestly, it's very simple. We have basically four ways. We can self-insure the risk, meaning pay it out of our own money and just,
right,
you know, deal with it the best we can with our own money. Medicare, if you're Medicare eligible, or your own health insurance. And, you know, surveys and studies that's continue to come really continue to show that there is a large misunderstanding about how Medicare and our health insurance works towards long-term care. So we may have to devote just one segment to that here very soon.
Yes, I think
Medicaid,
so.
How does Arizona's long-term care system, how does the Medicaid system work for long-term care?
It's a welfare plan.
And then transferring risk to the insurance carrier and handling it like we, you know, we manage other involuntary risks.
Sure, like our health insurance, like our car insurance, our home insurance. You know, those are all things most people decide, hey, I can't afford to cover that, so
absolutely,
I've got to pay some insurance money to make sure it's covered for me.
Absolutely.
With this subject, though, Brian, it's a little bit different because people are less familiar with it. Primarily, it's going to affect people over the age of 50, And it's just something that has to be addressed. I mean, I try to talk about it with clients because one of two things is going to happen if people don't protect it. They're going to use up all their money, and if their children are interested in their financial situation, they're going to use up all the children's inheritance if they don't have some kind of protection. It's as simple as that.
There still is a large misunderstanding of the actual imposition of this risk. I mean, not only we get caught up in this risk talking a lot about money, and it does take a lot of money. $60,000 to $70,000 a year is the average cost for long-term care in Arizona right now. But not only that, the imposition on the families, health, you know, emotionally, physically, this thing just takes a toll. And we talk a lot about the money, but the other services that the plans offer really are a great respite or reprieve to the family to help manage the style and the control and the quality of the care that somebody gets at this when this event takes place.
Brian, I have a good friend whose mother is a client and just moved in with her about a year ago, getting a little Alzheimer's, can't really be on her own anymore. And it lasted about 7 months, and they just determined that it wasn't feasible anymore. I mean, and, you know, no matter how much you love your parent, you may not be able to provide them with that 24-hour care and supervision that they need to have. This woman is now in a care facility with the cost of $3,000 a month.
Yeah. And that's relatively inexpensive compared to what they
right.
are.
Right. Well, it's more of assisted living, right? It's not full care yet, and it could double or triple.
It will progress. And people with Alzheimer's, you know, statistically 6 to 8 years on benefit. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's troubling, and we need to continue. And I know right now what's hard is that with our, you know, assets decline based on the economy, people are a little hesitant to taking on another insurance premium. And
right.
I can understand that to some degree.
Well, they say, I'll just take that money and put it away in an investment. I'll save that $2,000 a year. And then I'll have it when I need it.
You know, if you had somebody that had a hypothetical premium of, let's say, you know, $2,100 or $2,200 a year, and actually right now couples in their 50s, both husband and wife could easily be covered for that amount of premium for the two of them together.
Okay.
If you would take that money, you know, based on a 4% return, and let's say you're at a 31% tax bracket, mm-hmm. and you even put that money away for 10 years, so now you're not 50, now you're 60,
right.
you'd have $27,000 in assets to pay for long-term care.
Nice little chunk of money, but it will not go very far. Then what do you do?
It's a shortfall.
Right.
And what happens if we have an interruption in the market or somebody needs that money for a family emergency of some sort, and then we're back to zero, we're starting over again? There's been no logical way really to justify putting that amount of money away and hoping that we even come close to having enough money to cover our own risk.
Well, people need to think of a couple of things, Brian. Do you want to move back in with the kids? And do the kids want you to move in with them? And do you want to use up all your money or a great chunk of it? I think the answer to those two questions is no, resoundingly no by most people. Now, before we run out of time, you're doing a Medicare workshop.
This Saturday, November 15th, at the Desert Schools branch, which is on 48th Street. It's just right between Van Buren and Washington.
Right.
Come in 9 to 11. We're going to go details of Medicare, talk about Medicaid in relation to long-term care. Certainly come, and it's a free educational workshop, and we'd love to have you there.
Call 602-336-5531, 602-336-5531, or call Brian Hurd at 480-280-3800. Brian, thank you.
Thank you, Julie.